The reflection for the second week of Advent is Waiting with Mary, Preparing with John the Baptist by Susan Vogt, author of Raising Kids Who Will Make a Difference.
We wait for the mail, for the rain to stop or start, for our birthday, for a loved one to return home, for results of a medical test, for a trip to start, or a wedding day. It's hard to wait. And it should be so, because waiting is part of the experience. If every day was your birthday, at first this would seem wonderful, but eventually we would find the thrill diminished as a special day becomes every day. If the rain stopped or started at our command, at first it would seem idyllic and convenient, but part of the joy of beautiful days is knowing that they are not always that way. We need to pay attention and savor it. If we never had to wait for a loved one to return, would the arrival be so cherished? Would the wedding day carry such power if couples did not have to wait for it? But our culture tries to rob us of the joy that comes after waiting, especially during Advent. Stories celebrate Christmas before its time, and many of us are sucked into celebrating Christmas with parties and festive homes before the actual feast. Perhaps we need to take our lead from pregnant women. In the quiet, dark womb, growth is taking place, both physically and emotionally. The mother starts to change her habits and mindset. For the reflective mother, there is also spiritual growth, as slowly she lets go of control over her body and her desires, and realizes that motherhood is a long process of sacrificing self for the good of another. But this waiting is not only internal. Responsible parents prepare the home. We buy baby supplies, prepare a space, perhaps prepare siblings for the upcoming birth. So too it can be with Christmas. As the pregnant world waits for Jesus to come again into our midst, we need quiet, dark, internal growth, similar to John the Baptist's time in the desert. But that doesn't mean we need be inactive. Preparing the home gradually, buying gifts so that we will be ready, keeping it simple, lest stress crowd out our calm, are part of active waiting. Yes, waiting is hard, but it makes the longed-for event more momentous. Let the first day of Christmas be truly the first day of Christmas, and not just the first day of the next Christmas shopping season. Let us wait.
Discussion questions. What does it feel like to wait?
Does waiting change the way you look at things?
How can waiting for Christmas help us prepare for Jesus to come again into our midst?
How do we as a family plan to find the quiet time we need during this season?
Susan Vogt is a freelance writer and speaker on marriage, parenting, and spirituality, living in Covington, Kentucky. Visit her website, www.susanvogt.net. That's SusanVogt.net. Her book, Raising Kids Who Will Make a Difference, is available from Alternatives.